KQED.
Now, no matter which way the immigration debate plays out, it could have a big impact on the high desert town of Adelanto in Southern California. The town's survival has depended on the money it gets from detaining immigrants. KQED's Julie Small and Lisa Pickoff White have been investigating California's role in immigration detention. And today, Lisa looks at the impacts on the town.
From the outside, the Adelanto detention facility looks like a business park rising from the sand, rocks, and scrub brush. It's California's biggest immigration detention center and holds as many as 1,900 people. The little city receives about $4 million a month from Immigration and Customs Enforcement and contracts Geo Group, a private prison company, to run the facility. Adelanto is known as a prison town. It has more detention facilities than supermarkets. City Councilman John Woodard.
We have a great rapport with GEO. They do a great job for our country, for our state, for our city, for our county.
Adelanto needs the money. Woodard says a quarter of the city's revenue comes from detention, and the facilities create hundreds of jobs. Adelanto is one of four California cities contracting with private prison companies to hold immigrants for ICE. The others are Calexico, Bakersfield, and San Diego. But a bill sponsored by State Senator Ricardo Lara would end such city contracts.
It's a moral thing for California to say we're not going to house people for profit and that immigrants should have proper redress.
In the last 5 years, five people have died while detained at the Adelanto detention facility. Two of them died in the last 6 weeks. ICE's own investigators found problems at the facility, including health care delays, poor record keeping, and failures to properly report sexual assaults. At the same time, ICE is looking for more places to hold immigrants as the Trump administration ramps up deportations and many cities are looking for more revenue.
Detention's a really good way to fill those budget holes.
That's Daniel Stageman of the John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York.
The temptation of this funding is going to be very difficult for some of these jurisdictions to resist.
Still, in Adelanto, detention hasn't been a magic bullet. In 2013, the city was on the brink of bankruptcy. City leaders cut almost a quarter of the workforce and closed a firehouse. Councilman Woodard says losing the ICE contract would have been a disaster.
You know, we got to pay for pensions and employees. I mean, they'd have to let off even more employees. This city would be gone.
In fact, Woodard is part of a new majority on the city council pushing a different kind of business, marijuana. Last year, Adelanto became one of the first places in California to legalize commercially grown weed, issuing dozens of permits. Taxes from pot could potentially provide more than $1 million a month to the city. The city council is weighing whether to lease some land for marijuana cultivation or allow the Geo Group to build a new detention facility there. Meanwhile, the state Senate is due to vote on Senator Lara's bill by the end of the month.
The middle ground here is that we provide still an avenue for the detention of immigrants at the county level where we can protect their rights.
Lara says if California is going to be in the business of holding immigrants for ICE, it should happen in county jails. For the California Report, I'm Lisa Pickoff-White.